The Story of My Life by Helen Keller. This book is read by Mary Woods. The following biographical sketch is provided for the benefit of our listeners. Helen Adams Keller, 1880 to 1968, born at Tuscumbia, Alabama, became deaf and blind at 19 months. However, her real life began one day in March of 1887, when she was almost 7 years old. It was the day when Annie Sullivan, a 20-year-old graduate of the Perkins School for the Blind, came to be her teacher. They were inseparable until Annie's death in 1936. Helen went on to graduate cum laude from Radcliffe College with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1904, becoming the first deaf and blind person to graduate from college. She attained high distinction as a lecturer, writer, scholar, and prominent worker for social reforms. Her books include The Story of My Life, 1902, The World I Live In, 1908, Out of the Dark, 1913, My Religion, 1927, Midstream, My Later Life, 1929, and Let Us Have Faith, 1940. Ms. Keller received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, as well as many honorary degrees. Her burial urn is in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. The Story of My Life by Helen Keller. To Alexander Graham Bell, who has taught the deaf to speak and enabled the listening ear to hear speech from the Atlantic to the Rockies, I dedicate this story of my life.